This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials said on Tuesday the besieged port city of Mariupol is under continuous bombardment as Russian forces redouble their efforts to capture it after its leaders refused to surrender. The city council said the pounding was turning it into the, quote, ashes of a dead land. Russia's RIA news agency said Russian forces and units of Russian-backed separatists had taken about half the city, citing a separatist leader. The plight of civilians in Mariupol, home to 400,000 people before the war, is growing even more desperate. Hundreds of thousands are believed to be trapped inside buildings with no access to food, water, power, or heat. Quote, there is nothing left there, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address to Italy's parliament on Tuesday. Mariupol has become the focus of the war that erupted on February 24th when Russian President Vladimir Putin sent his troops over the border on what he calls a special military operation to disarm Ukraine and replace its pro-Western leadership. It lies on the Sea of Azov, and its capture would allow Russia to link areas in the east held by pro-Russian separatists with the Crimean Peninsula, annexed by Moscow in 2014. Having failed to seize the capital, Kyiv, or any other major city with a swift offensive, Russian forces are waging a war of attrition that has reduced some urban areas to rubble and taken a huge civilian toll. The UN said Tuesday that 953 civilian deaths and more than 1,500 injured since the invasion, although the toll is believed to be much higher. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny urged his supporters to show their opposition to the Russian government after a court sentenced him to 9 years in prison on Tuesday for fraud and contempt. The 45-year-old was already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp east of Moscow for parole violations related to charges that he says were fabricated to thwart his political ambitions. His existing sentence will be incorporated into the one handed down Tuesday, said his lawyers, both of whom were briefly detained after the hearing. As she faces senators at her Supreme Court confirmation hearing, the first black woman to be nominated to the U.S. High Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is forcefully defending her record as a federal judge. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she's soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers as a judge and a mom.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the High Court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
With coronavirus cases rising in parts of Europe and Asia, some scientists are worried the latest virus variant may push up COVID-19 cases in the U.S. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Dr. Eric Topol, who's the head of the Scripps Research Translational Institute, says it's inevitable we will see a BA2 wave here, adding the uptick should start in the next few weeks. One reason, pandemic restrictions have been lifted across the country and many people are taking off their masks and returning to restaurants and theaters. Right now, the CDC shows overall COVID-19 cases have been trending down, but the share caused by the highly contagious BA2 variant is up significantly, accounting for 35% of new infections reported last week. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials said on Tuesday the besieged port city of Mariupol is under continuous bombardment as Russian forces redouble their efforts to capture it after its leaders refused to surrender. 400,000 people were believed to be there before the war. Hundreds of thousands are believed to be trapped inside buildings with no access to food, water, power, or heat. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.